Having computer problems, I say. Well, let's see what AVG Tune-Up can do for you. When you start the software, you'll be in a list box like this.
Redo registry errors expanded. Application events. Application paths. File associations. File extensions. Firewall. Fonts. Help files. History lists. Installed software. Internet. Shortcuts. Startup. Junk files collapse. History tracks. Disk errors collapse. Fragmented file.
All these things, including defragging your computer, cleaning out the registry, like I mentioned before. And there are 4 tests initially that you can give it a little boost, if you wish. They are
erase browser history, erase browser history.
And
erase Windows history, erase Windows history.
Also
clean up temporary files, clean up temporary files.
And
optimize memory
These 4 tests will definitely make your computer much, much faster. And to get them all done, there is a button labeled
Scan now.
This button, when you down arrow,
context menu, scan only yes, scan and repair C, scan, repair and sleep up, scan, repair and shutdown net.
You can do scan only, repair, scan and repair, or scan and repair and shut down, which is N. As you've noticed, there are keys that you can hit. So if you're familiar with the layout, as you will get quite soon, you can get the tests done by selecting or highlighting this button and using your arrow keys or remembering which letter you chose. So let's just say we're going to do
scan and repair C.
A scan and repair, which is the letter C. So we do that, and I'm using NVDA, by the way. It will do this, and AVG lets you know sound-wise what's going on in the background, thank goodness, unlike Jaws. There are other options. We will, of course, review some of these options. I'll make it quick and short so you'll have time to explore the software yourself. There are some things that I do not recommend, but I'll show you the things that I consider to be major for a blind person or a person who can see if they're tolerating the screen reader enough to listen to this. Now, in the notification area, when you hit in the notification center, or task tray as some people call it, you can hit the applications key and find some other options in the menus.
Context menu, hide age, pull submenu T, quick task submenu Q, program settings P.
So, let's just go and quick tasks.
Erase browser history E.
You can do erasing browser history,
erase Windows history R,
Windows history,
clean up temporary files,
and optimize the memory, which are the 4 tests that we initially saw in the interface of AVG Tune-Up. Now, in the Tools menu, there are more extreme tests, such as
disk
maintenance and defragment,
disaster recovery,
speed up internet, manual or automatic,
system tweaks, privacy/wipe disks, privacy/shred files.
You can shred files,
erase history,
have software controls as far as uninstalling things that start up in your menu. Several things like this you can do with AVG Tune-Up. And yes, it does work with, again, I cannot say it enough, NVDA quite flawlessly. I love it. It has speeded up a computer, for example, I had that was first shoved out to the public by HP in 1996, and by those standards, hardware-wise, you'd expect it to be going at a crawl. I used AVG Tune-Up on that computer, and voila, it was better than new. The speed impressed me. Nevertheless, I fully recommend AVG Tune-Up. I'm sorry this was so fast, but hey, my computer's at top-notch speed. I have no problems. But just for some comfortable playtime, we'll go into the
Speed Up Internet Automatic.
Here in this menu, you can choose from having low speed internet wise, medium or high speed. I have the over 5 MB speed. So let's just see how that works. And we're going to automatically fix it.
AVG Internet Optimizer.
It's checking to see how fast my wireless internet connection is going. In this list that just popped up, there are several things that have changed between the TCP, ICP configuration settings, etc., etc. Things that a very avid computer user, for example, somebody who only knows how to just click the Internet Explorer button after they turn the computer on, you don't really need to pay attention to this. It looks at the settings that your computer has. It shows you what they are and what they're going to be changed to. However, this tool is much, much better. So, we will go to
Optimize
and
AVG Internet Optimizer. Reboot now button.
It's asking us to reboot us because it's changed it just that quick. And
press AVG window above. Hey, work.
There you go. AVG tune-up. And, yeah, like I said, it was short, but it's a good piece of software. I could talk all day about it, but there's no need to. I'm Sean Hasbury, and I hope that you have sincerely enjoyed this podcast. You can reach me at shamation@gmail.com, S-H-A-M-A-T-I-O-N, or on Twitter @shamation.